And if he continues to develop, to think negatively, even when he has diseases, he will meet a premature death. Now, I have seen amongst my godbrothers many instances that devotees or godbrothers who had a heartbreaking experience in their lives and who could not manage to think again positively became sick and in some cases died even. So this telling us the power of thoughts. It also encourages us to put Krishna into our thoughts, into our minds. When Krishna is there, a devotee is happy and a devotee is in very good spirits. And something which is more important maybe, when Krishna is in the heart, nothing can attack you. There's a very good example of this. His name is Uparicharu Charavasu. He was a demigod, a warrior amongst the demigods. You could call him ein Krieger des Lichts in modern language, a warrior for the light. And he was fighting for many, many hundreds and thousands of years on the side of the Suras against the Asuras. He was really fighting and giving his best until one day he desired, I have fought enough. I want to now only meditate upon my Lord Sri Krishna. And because he was a known man amongst the demigods, he thought, if I take shelter at the higher planetary systems, I will not get my peace. I will be always disturbed by the other demigods. I will go to a place where I have peace, that is Patala Loka, Hare Krishna. It's almost like a few days ago, all of a sudden, a devotee stood in my room. I didn't know how he came in. First I thought he was a ghost. And the devotee announced to me, I have come to Karuna Bhavan to chant. I was surprised because this had never happened in my life before. I heard, so you have decided to chant here? Yes, the devotee said, I have decided to chant here. Because nowhere in Goloka Dham I can find peace, except for in the Karuna Bhavan. Then I felt extremely happy. This was a very known devotee. Everyone knew him, and whenever he sat somewhere chanting, devotees came with nice messages, cakes, and other diversions. So he decided, let me chant in Karuna Bhavan. This is a little bit like let me find out the name. Uparichara Vasu. He thought also, I cannot find peace anywhere. I will go to a place where no one knows me. So he went to Patala. But unfortunately, the demons who had been conquered by him so many times remembered their arch enemy, Uparichara Vasu, and they followed him to the lower planetary systems where he was meditating about Krishna. Now when they saw him in a helpless mood, as they thought, they began to attack him with knives. They began to attack him with swords and so on to cut him, to kill him. But because he was meditating about Lord Krishna, no one could harm him. The swords just went like cling and they fell off, and there was they were not successful. My dear devotees, this really works. I remember once Manjulali was doing Sankirtan at the time when there was war. She was together with Ayumi, and they went to a place, yes, where there were Croatian soldiers, and they had our books, which were in the Serbo-Croatian language. So the Croatian soldiers, who were a little drunk, thought that these young women are connected to our enemies, the Serbians, and began to shoot with bullets on them. Imagine. So the two Matajis began to run very swiftly and down the road, and the soldiers were running behind them, firing with machine guns on our head pujari. Haribol. But the devotees, you know, Matajis, sometimes their spiritual life is very intense. They just were shouting, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. They were meditating about Lord Krishna, and not one single bullet was hitting. You know, it is easy to... I don't know if you ever shot with a machine gun. It's very easy to hit your goal, because you just need to go zzzm, and then you have the person behind you, before you. But here, no bullet reached the goal. Finally, one man opened the door of his house and pulled the Matajis in, and the soldiers ran by. Because when you think of Krishna in your heart, no outside problem can really get you or hit you. It's only when you become afraid and when you lose Krishna's meditation in your heart where the danger can hit you. This is also the secret of Ravana's, why Ravana could fight so long with Lord Ramachandra and not be killed. Ravan was fighting with Ram, and Ram could not kill Ravan. At the end of the day, Rama said, "You please go home and come back tomorrow." And again, they fought for a long time. Do you know why even God could not kill the demon Ravan? Because in the heart of Ravan, he was thinking of one person only. Do you know whom? Sita. So Ram could not shoot his arrow into the heart of Ravan, because the picture of Sita was there. So then Ram had a good idea. He shot the heads of Ravan away. Ding, 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 ding. This was no health problem for Ravan, because whenever a head was shot off, a new one grew, as beautiful as the old one. He's not very beautiful, but as strong as the old one. But finally, after this had happened for an hour or so, Ravan thought, "This is highly impolite. He shoots always my heads down." And he became so angry that for a moment he did not think any longer of Sita. Anger came in his heart. And then Ravan was chanting some mantras. I think it's the Agyeya mantras. Then shot his arrow, and it met the target. It came in the heart. So, and Ravan was killed. So, my dear devotees, as long as you think about Krishna in the heart, there is absolutely no problem for you. when Krishna is in your heart, or Sita, then nothing could come. So Upachari Charuvasu could not be killed by the demons. They were trying to cut him into pieces. Then they went to Sukracharya, their teacher, and said to Sukracharya, "We cannot kill this man. What is the problem? Please help us." And Sukracharya said, "Well, you have to go around him and bring doubts in his mind, doubts in his heart. When he begins to doubt, then Krishna will leave the heart, and then you can kill him." So the demons went around the meditating yogi and said, "The Vedas are false. There is no soul. There is no God." And they really made propaganda. They screamed this for a long time. But this devotee was so extremely fixed, he was nishta, that they could not perturb him and not bewilder him. Upacharu Vasu, on the other hand, was very happily praying to Lord Krishna. He said to Krishna, "Please save them. They are so miserable and so poor, the demons. Just so that they can kill me, they say there are no Vedas, there is no Krishna. Please help them." And because Upacharu Vasu prayed for these poor demons, the demons got the mercy of Lord Krishna in the end and became his followers. So, Shraddha of faith is so important on the devotional path. As long as you have faith in your heart, you will have Krishna in your heart. And as soon as faith leaves your heart, Krishna will leave your heart and your life becomes unfortunate. You become a victim to your materialistic thoughts, which will ultimately, which might make you sick and highly disturbed and ultimately bring you towards your death. This is how important it is to have Shraddha and meditate in Shraddha about Krishna. Only the devotee who has this firm Shraddha in Krishna will never be lost by Krishna. Krishna will never leave him, and he will always be together with Krishna. This is so important, my dear devotees. Please don't think that you have become members of the Hare Krishna movement and you do not need to have faith in Krishna. That's an illusion. You must work more on your faith. And as we have said, faith is very often born in the association of devotees, but also it comes from the scriptures. It is said, men become strong and stout by eating sufficient grains. But the devotee who simply eats ordinary grains but does not taste the transcendental pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna gradually becomes weak and falls down from the transcendental position. However, if one drinks but a drop of the nectar of Krishna's pastimes, his body and mind begin to bloom and he begins to laugh, sing and dance. Hare Krishna. This is how what happens to a devotee where Krishna enters his heart and where Lord Krishna is present. He begins, his body and mind begin to bloom. He will be very happy. Many times devotees meet, or people meet devotees and they say, "You don't look older." Have you ever had someone say this to you? "Tridasha Roy, you still look so young. Gaurahari, you look so young. Narayani, you look so exquisitely young." No? Unfortunately not. Then it means there must be more Krishna in the heart. when there's Krishna in the heart, your body will begin to bloom and your mind also. No need of old age anti-wrinkle cosmetics. Krishna must come in the heart, and then the mind and heart will begin to bloom and become happy, and you will laugh and sing and dance. Like, remember yesterday when we heard about the pastimes of Lord Krishna, we were so happy, we all laughed. You were laughing so much that I got tears in my eyes from the laughter, because that happens when we hear the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Our mind and body begins to bloom. Prabhupada says, all devotees connected with the Krishna consciousness movement, that's us, must read all the books that have been translated, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and others. Otherwise, after some time, they will simply eat, sleep and fall down from their position. Thus, they will miss the opportunity to attain an eternal blissful life of transcendental pleasure. If we don't read regularly, we will simply eat, sleep and fall down from the position and miss the opportunity to attain an eternal blissful life of transcendental pleasure. I would like to give you a little reading tip before I will take you with me to Vrindavan. I found out in my life that you always become, let me say, you are willing to involve yourself with a subject matter, or you're willing to contemplate a subject matter which is of high relevance and interest for your life. So the way I read nowadays Prabhupada's books is something which might help you. Whenever I have an interest, a subject in my life, which is turning up, I look for something in Prabhupada's books. For instance, at the moment, I have a reading project. Sometimes happens in the life of a Swami that people do not like you. That is always when you are in a leading position in life and you don't hide, there will be some people who will not like you, and they will attack you with words. This happens, it's natural. It would be strange if it would not happen. So I noticed that I was always becoming so disturbed when I was attacked and I felt I was unfairly dealt with. And just recently this happened again. Someone had said about me that I had more interest in Hatha Yoga than Bhakti Yoga. It's not a correct statement. A devotee who saw the folder that in Goloka Dham is an Atma Yoga course, he misunderstood it and he didn't take enough time to ask what this was. So he thought that Sachinandan Swami has become a mystic yogi. So in the past I used to become disturbed. Why are they not asking me or asking someone to find out the information? Why? This time I thought, oh, how human. This is how the human beings are. Very horrible. Yes, welcome to the human beings. And I was... But then I thought, I would like to know how great devotees deal with the subject when they are misunderstood. And when someone says bad things about them. And is there something for this in our scriptures? And I found out, yes, in the life of Bharat Muni, you know, he was the greatest transcendentalist. And he was called a fool. And he was even murdered. And how he dealt with this offense is a highly instructing at this stage of my life, I thought. And now I have the book already ready. I've taken it out of the bookshelf, and when I get time, today was so much service, and yesterday also, and the day before also, but whenever there is 5 minutes, I will start to read in this, and I know I will devour it with high interest. So I would like to recommend to you also to read Prabhupada's books in this mood, that they should help you in your spiritual life, on your way. Is there maybe some issue in your life? Maybe some of you thinks about Vaishnav Aparad at the moment. Then turn to the letter, to the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita, where you will find Ramachandra Puri, who made so many Vaishnav Aparads, and you will understand about this. Is there maybe, do you think of making more a greater sacrifice for Krishna? Would you like your life to be more exciting? Then turn to the Chaitanya Charitamrita and read about Madhavendra Puri, how he got sandalwood for Gopal. In this way, read the scriptures and find out things which can help you in your life to master your life and bring it on the spiritual platform where you have Krishna in your sritza. Sritza means heart. Then your mind and body will bloom. Like a little flower. And as a result, you will be very happy in spiritual life. Class, yes, class. How do you like this idea? It's an interesting, because see, we will read when something interests us, isn't it? Now, for instance, many Germans read the German newspaper because for the first time the representative of God on earth is a German, Benedict der Sechste. You know, so the Germans, I must read this information. What did he say? You know, he's a German like me. You know, and it's of interest to them. You know, every newspaper now has to carry in Germany has to carry an article about Benedict der Sechste, you know, to sell nicely. You know, what interests us, that we want to read. So you must approach Prabhupada's books with a deep interest. Then your faith will also be born, and you will become more strong in your spiritual life. This is the point. I would now like to read a little bit about Krishna's wonderful pastimes, which took place in Vrindavan. My dear devotees, there is no place like Vrindavan in this earth. When planet Earth, that's the place where you are at the present moment, was taken out of its orbit by the demon Hiranyaksha, it was thrown into the lower regions of the universe. The lights went out. At that time, Lord Varaha came and saved planet Earth, but everywhere was only water. So Mother Earth said, I'm worried, where will you place me? Everything is submerged in water. Varaha said, we will now go through the waters, and when you find some trees somewhere, that's where I will settle you. What said planet Earth? I am known as Dara, the one who holds everything. And now, where I'm out of station, you know, nice Indian English, where I'm out of station, where will there be any trees which can hold anything? Advara says, don't be so proud. And then planet Earth had saw some beautiful trees in the waters of dissolution. Not dissolution, in the waters. What are these trees? They're not my trees. They are the trees of Vrindavan, said Varaha. When everything gets annihilated in this world, Vrindavan remains the way it is. This Vrindavan is directly connected to Goloka, spiritual world. Yeah. This is how special Vrindavan is. So once it so happened that the saint Durvasa came to Braj to have a vision of Lord Krishna. He sat at the bank of the Yamuna in meditation. All of a sudden, he saw some Brijbasi boys running by. Mukunda Gopal Yadava Hari Hari. And then they called one little boy who was completely naked, Krishna. Oh Krishna, this. And oh Krishna, that. The little boy had only a black waist. What is it called? A waistband? A black band around his waist. Durvasa, it said, Srimadangopal Krishna was in the company of many boys, and he was rolling in the sand and wrestling with the other boys. Come on! And they were wrestling. Krishna was covered with dust from top to toes, and he was simply running with the boys around. The sage was amazed to see his Lord like this. And he said, how can God be running with some boys and rolling on the ground? This is not possible. Huh? Have you thought when you entered the dome of Cologne, or if you would, we would say Benedict VI, God rolls in the dust and runs with some boys. This would be something new for him. Please explain, he would say. But I believe he is a nice man. If we would explain to him, he would think, oh, what an interesting understanding. But Durvasa thought, he's a boy of Nanda. He's not the supreme god, Sri Krishna. So when Krishna saw that there was a doubt in Durvasa Muni's mind, he ran to Durvasa and climbed on his lap. And he looked into his eyes and smiled mysteriously. Then he quickly slipped away from the lap, laughed and ran around with the other boys, and then he came again to Durvasa Muni. This time he stood before Durvasa Muni and made and swallowed him. Like you swallow a grape. Have you ever, when you come close to a grape, you can go like, and then it's in your mouth. Have you ever done it? Works very nice. And he laughed loud, and with the inhaling breath, the sage entered the mouth of
Lord Krishna, and he saw a big world inside the mouth with dense forests,
and there was no human population, no cities, nothing.
He was moving around the forest
and thinking where he was, when all of a sudden he saw he saw a python snake coming at him. The snake looked at him angry, as if he had just made an offense, and then swallowed him. And he disappeared in the belly of the Schrecken des Amazonas, of the snake who threw him. Then,
inside the belly of the python, he saw
another universe.
And the netherworlds, the Muni started to run around and suddenly found himself on the peak of a mountain.
I personally believe this should be made into a movie.
Mm-hmm. And there he spent
100,000 years praying to Lord Krishna, "My dear Lord, please forgive me. I didn't know your glories. Now I'm inside of you, and then I'm inside a python, and then I'm inside another world. I'm totally bewildered by your greatness." As he was praying for a long, long time, the ocean starting to come up. It was a Naimittic pralaya which came, and he floated and floated in the waters until finally he suddenly drowned and lost all his memory. Then, as he was swimming in the water senseless, he opened his eyes, and in that water, listen to this, he found a complete universe. I'm still in the boy, inside the boy. And now I see a universe in him. So he went to the universe underneath the water and saw a hole and entered the hole. Then he saw a cosmic egg where he moved for the life of a whole Brahma. And he saw another hole and remembering God, he entered into that. And he then came out of that egg and again saw waters around him without a shore. Then he saw so many millions of universes floating. I hope I don't lose you and you become bewildered. And then all of a sudden he saw the river Viraja, which separates the material world from the spiritual world. And after he had crossed that river, he saw Goloka Vrindavan. And when he saw Goloka Vrindavan, he saw the sandy banks of the Yamuna, where his journey started. He walked on the sandy banks of the Yamuna and saw a little forest where there was a throne where Radha and Krishna were sitting. Actually, only Krishna was sitting. And Sri Krishna looked at him. He was the Lord of all the planets and the universes, all the illusions, all the reality. He looked at him and looked, and then he started to laugh about Dovasa Muni. And as he was laughing,
Dovasa Muni felt a huge force, and he was laughed out
of Krishna. Just sometimes when we laugh so much that maybe a rice corn comes out. because we have eaten good basmati rice before we laughed, and you know, so in the same way, Durvasa Muni was laughed out of the mouth of Lord Krishna.
Actually, and he saw then Krishna as a child playing around with his friends, moving here and there, running, wrestling, rolling in the sand of the Yamuna and laughing.
And then Krishna came to Durvasa Muni and stood before him and looked at him.
And Durvasa Muni paid his obeisances to Krishna and said, "I pay my obeisances to the child Nanda Nandana." Please say, "I pay my obeisances to the child Nanda, who has big eyes like lotuses, whose lips are red like the bimba fruit, and who has a bodily color which is as blue as a cloud rich with water." Yes. And he said, "I pay my obeisances to Sri Krishna, who is playing his child like pastimes on the bank of the Yamuna, who plays cymbals as he runs around, who has anklets which tinkle, who has a necklace dangling from his neck and a tiger nail and many other yantras, who has a black spot on his forehead to avoid the evil looks. My obeisances go to Krishna with Balaram, on whose face are curly locks of hair," and so on. And he, it is said, one who prays the prayers of Durvasa Muni after he leaves his bed in the morning. Is blessed with the vision of Sri Krishna. Should we find these prayers? I think on Jamashtami we can, when we get up from bed in the morning, then we can just quickly chant the prayers, and then on Jamashtami we might have the vision of Sri Nanda Nandana. Is this a good idea, Bhakti Ratna? It's a good idea. Okay. So we will do it. Maybe I should. Does any one of you have a pen? I will make a note of this, that I do this, because Bhakti Ratna has empowered us. This is 88. Prayers for Janmashtami. Actually, I have an idea. We can pray this all together when we have the deity darshan. Because otherwise no one will pray it. Yeah, we're in the Hare Krishna movement. Hare Krishna. I wanted to share this beautiful pastime of Lord Krishna with all of you. What I like in this particular pastime is just Krishna. Krishna is so powerful, and although he's so powerful, he is so absolutely fascinating and so sweet in a way. And how playful he plays his pastimes, isn't it?
how he makes the point that I'm Almighty Durvasa, just by breathing him in,
showing him
what all is inside. That, and he speaks to in the language of this yogi. The yogi is convinced by this mystical language, you know. A python swallowing someone is highly mystical. It appears in the Bible, this picture, when Jonathan is swallowed by the whale. I do not know if you know the red Indian shamanistic traditions. It's always about swallowing someone who then gives up his old life and comes into a new life. It's a very common mystical picture which mystics can understand, you know, being swallowed and being given life into another dimension. It's a very, very common. And Krishna speaks this language to the mystic yogi Durvasa Muni, because then he will understand. I think it's a very wonderful how Krishna acts and how he speaks to us. And in a few days he will appear. We should all have our idea how we will celebrate Lord Krishna. Maybe some of you want to bring him flowers on his appearance day. Maybe some of you want to bring some fruits. This what is so nice when you go to India. Even the most simple person will come to the temple and bring something for the deities. When you come to our Juhu temple, for instance, I think Sachi Devi can tell us, the pilgrims often bring something for the deity, some sweets, and they give it to the pujari, and the pujari then goes to the deities and gives some garlands, so that there is an exchange between the Lord and his devotees. I feel that would be very nice if we can have this also in our deity worship here. In Vrindavan we also see this. There's a constant exchange, you know. New garlands are brought, and then you get the old garlands, and so on. It's so important that we start our relationship with Krishna in earnestness. Please don't think that you cannot make a relationship with Krishna, or your own relationship to Krishna. You can do. You should be active in your relationship. First of all, it's necessary that you approach Krishna. Come closer to Krishna. Don't run away from him. Just come closer. Then get to know him. You know, read in the scriptures, how is Krishna, what is his activities. And then when you have gotten to know him, then do something for him. Do some slujba, some service which you do just for the Lord. Also think very deeply, how is my relationship with Krishna? Now comes his appearance day. Hare Krishna. So we have come to the end of our presentation. I want to bring to your attention the 15 steps to increase your Shraddha, but I thought it's a little philosophical in the evening. Maybe if I have a chance in the next few mornings I will talk about it. I will carefully check you how ready you are for this, and then we will see if we can I will bring every day this great secret with me in the form of notes, and when I see that you are ready, then I will tell you. It's a secret at this moment. Okay. Take the cushion, Satya, that and please sit with us. So, Hare Krishna. Now I want to see if you have any questions about the subject matters which you were hearing about, or maybe other subjects which are of interest to your spiritual development in your life. Sriman Gaurahari. You are very joyful. That's a very nice. I think, have you also sometimes thought like this? There's these wonderful statements in the scriptures, and that if you do this one time, you are free from all karma, and so on. And then you have done it maybe two times or three times, and you still feel you have some karma. And then it's very difficult to have faith in the statement of the scripture. Huh? Rupa Goswami, he talks about this in the in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He says, these results may come or may not come. Now the immediate question is, when will these results come, or when will these results not come? There are many, many answers to this question. We often hear when you do something, some devotional practice, but there are still offenses, then you can chant the Chaitanya Charitamrita says, for Bahu Janma, many, 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 many births, and you will not get love of Godhead if you chant with offenses. Very often, though, some other scripture says these things happen only to someone who has faith. Well, there's a very nice story in one of the Puranas about this. It says, someone who takes a bath in Mother Ganga is freed from all sinful reactions and from all reactions. So once Parvati asked her husband, Shiva, is it always like this? Like you have asked. And Shiva answered, not always, Devi. Then when is it there and when is it not there? When do the results come which were promised, and when are they not coming? Shiva said, I will show you. Let us go on the banks of the river Ganga. And then Shiva turned into a beggar, and Parvati into his wife, a beggar's wife, very poor. Shiva told to Parvati something. So, whenever a pilgrim came out of the waters of the Ganga. Lord Shiva, Parvati, in the disguise of a female beggar, approached the pilgrim and said to him, "My husband wants to take so much a bath in the Ganga, but he cannot walk alone. Can you please help him?" So the pilgrims said usually, "Yes, I will help the poor person to take his bath in the Ganga." Then Parvati was instructed by Lord Shiva to say, "But there is one problem. If you touch my husband, your head will spring in 1,000 pieces." So the pilgrim said, no. And continued and did not go to help the poor beggar. The whole night passed, and next morning passed. And this was always repeating. People came out of the Ganga. Parvati stopped them and asked them to help her crippled husband to go to and take his bath in the Ganga. But after the people heard that their heads would jump into 1,000 pieces, they ran away. So finally, Parvati said, it was getting really very late, 2 days already. Then one man came. He was a simple devotee. He took his bath in the Ganga. He came out, and Parvati stopped him and requested him to help her husband to take his bath in the Ganga. The man said yes. Parvati said, "There's, however, a little problem," and explained the problem. Then the man said, "Oh, no problem. I have taken my bath in the Ganga. I'm free from all reactions." Shiva said, "Finally, one man amongst thousands of other people has faith that taking the bath in the Ganga frees one from all reaction. This man who has faith, he will be freed from all reactions." If you have faith that it happens, it will happen. If you have no faith, it will not happen, Gurhari. In the Bible we say, we, the good Christians, Vertrauen oder Glaube versetzt Berge. Ist es nicht so? Kennt ihr das? Faith moves mountains. If you have faith, Vera, then spiritual life can work for you. Ashradhana Purusha, we read yesterday. He who is without faith on this path of devotional service will fall back to birth and death. Therefore, it's important to make steps in faith. Hare Krishna! Now comes a partner for playing, for Satya. Hari Bol, welcome. So this is there, but please now don't feel that you have to fast for 1 week because you have no faith. Satya, from Persia. That is all. Once Lord Chaitanya was asked, "Why does someone make quick advancement in Krishna consciousness and one other person make small advancement in Krishna consciousness?" And the answer was, one person has strong faith and another has weak faith. That's why it's so important, my dear devotees, to listen to the seminar with more interest. And then you will get some inspirations, and then you will do them, and then your faith will increase. Very important. Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Radhe, Radhe. Gut, sind noch sonst irgendwelche Fragen? All with the new devotees have the questions. Sabine, du guckst schon wieder so entsetzt. Deine Fragen sind natürlich sehr willkommen, ja. When is the mercy coming? Is mercy coming when you have faith, or is mercy also coming independently? Mercy is coming when you want it. Very much. Then it comes, even if you are not yet very qualified. If you really want it and express your desire to Lord Krishna in many ways, he gives his mercy. Do you know why Arjuna has so much faith in Krishna? He says, because Krishna, you're always keeping your word. That's why I have so much faith in you. Krishna. I'm just so happy that Jamashtami comes. This is, I'm sorry, it's a short answer. Think about it. Anyone else? Anandini has half a question or a See, the second, these were things which a devotee does to develop his or her faith. And first he hears about Krishna, then hears about God in a general way. But then the second stage comes where he thinks more in a specific way. Like, for instance, you are not longer a worshipper only of God, you are a worshipper of a very specific form of God, the Vrindavan Krishna, Shri Radha Madan Mohan. This step you have made already. You have come already to this level, and therefore, what you have described, the full absorption, yeah, this is when your heart is ecstatic in devotional service. Then the full absorption comes. That's a different, calculation or different way to think about the subject matter. These were only things which a devotee does in order to increase his faith. I think in Krishna consciousness this is very clear. I remember when we had gone to the temple, I took a few of my friends with me to the temple, and they lived in the temple. And then after 2 weeks, one friend of mine said, oh, they worship God here, there's nothing for me. And he said goodbye. It took him 2 weeks to find it out. He was not extremely sensitive to spiritual things. But in the case of a devotee of Krishna, it is more like this. He enters the temple because he knows it's about God, but as he advances and goes deeper in it, he finds out, oop, this is about the flute-playing God. This is a much higher understanding, or different understanding even, if you so want, than the normal understanding which I used to have earlier. And I believe many devotees in Krishna consciousness, you know, if they understand that, I have seen this. There were people who are 3 years in our movement and connected in our movement and went to Vrindavan, and then they found out that we worship the Lord who steals butter. Then all their faith broke down, and then I told them, well, if this is too advanced to you, read more the Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, you know, who shows the universal form and so on. I said, oh yes, thank you. This makes more sense for me. So what I want to explain with this is that it becomes more specific. I think anyone, you need to go to Vrindavan to understand a little bit more about Krishna. Isn't it, Hari Venu? I think for most of the devotees, a visit to the holy dham is necessary, and therefore in our transcendental scriptures, it is visiting the holy dham is one of the five processes of devotional service. It's necessary to understand the specificness of Lord Krishna. Here comes the surprise for all of you. We don't worship God. We worship a cowherd boy. It's a huge difference. Oh, now Rosa develops her doubts. Maybe I'm not at the right place here. Many devotees think like this. Maybe I'm not in the right place, you know, when they become aware of this. Of course, the cowherd boy is not an ordinary cowherd boy. He showed how everything is in his mouth. The whole universe. But this particular rasa of Krishna, as being the Lord of sweetness, the Lord of beauty, the Lord of loving pastimes, that is a specific form of Krishna. And if a devotee wants to advance, he becomes more familiar with this. I remember it took me 20 years to find this out, Anandini. It was really a revelation. I thought, what? And I know, as I will, if Prabhupada gives me blessings, I will come to deeper and deeper understandings of Lord Krishna, and it will never end. Then I will think, oh, in the year 2005, my understanding of Krishna was very little. Much more than any soul can understand. another understanding. I want to shock you today a little bit. We don't want Krishna. If you think we want Krishna, you got it wrong. We want love of Krishna, because only then we can understand Krishna. We want love of Krishna first. If you think about it, it's really radical. Our whole philosophy, which is so specific, could be, if you want to shock a devotee, young devotee audience, I would be, if you want, I could do it a whole evening with you, and then you would not know what are we, I thought we are here for Krishna. No, first, Anandini, love of Krishna, because then only you can get Krishna. Anandini, I know now your curiosity is awakened. We have quarter past 9, and Tridasha Roy has a question, because it's very rare. I will go to him. No, oh sorry. Sorry. Anandini, can we take your second question another time? Will you permit me? Good. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.